Your chairman, Your Excellency Lee, the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Republic of Korea, Excellencies Ambassadors, Heads of Missions, all our development partners, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank the organizers of this particular meeting and specifically the Republic of Korea and KOICA generally. The Republic of Korea and KOICA are key partners for the Ugandan government in implementing the Global Compact on Refugees and the Comprehensive Refugee Response Plan, including through the government of Uganda, the Host and Refugee Community Empowerment Project, which started in 2019 and is supposed to end in 2022. And I had the honor to launch it recently in one of our districts in northern Uganda. The project implemented by UNDP and KOICA strengthens the humanitarian efforts by introducing innovative interventions for refugees and host communities that are targeting local governments with a focus on addressing the medium to long-term socioeconomic impacts of forced displacement. This is in line with the Global Compact on Refugees and its Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework, which is guiding our national refugee response. Your Excellency and honorable friends, it is an honor that Uganda was chosen to provide opening remarks today. And I believe that this choice is based on Uganda's continuous efforts in enhancing self-reliance, inclusion, and resilience for refugees and host communities. Uganda's borders remain open, and we continue to maintain a progressive approach to refugee management. 13 of Uganda's districts are homes to refugees. And Your Excellency, I have the honor to introduce to you two of the chairpersons of those local governments. They are just here. Is from the west, is from the north, where these are gates of refugees. The majority of Uganda's 1.3 million refugees are hosted in northern Uganda, which is still emerging from the remnants of armed conflict and consequently suffer from underdevelopment, poverty, and fragile livelihoods. Your Excellency, the Ugandan government and the host communities are providing refugees with access to land and social services such as health and education, water, and this creates a conducive environment for development-oriented planning for refugees and host communities. To further the social, cultural, and economic inclusion of refugees and promote self-reliance and economic resilience of refugees and host communities in this Nane Camp contest, the government of Uganda has recently developed costed sector response plans in the areas of education, areas of health, water, and environment. And significant progress is also being made to develop Uganda's jobs and livelihood plan for refugees and host communities. Let me assure you, Your Excellency, that comprehensive responses which benefit Ugandans and refugees alike remain Uganda's priority. Uganda is proud to be the only refugee hosting country in the world which developed three costed sector plans, including or realizing a whole of government and whole of society approach. The government has developed these sector response plans jointly with our development partners. And as you've already mentioned, UNDP is here. She's here working closely with us. You can stand up for recognition. And many of whom are here today, I've introduced her, including our friends from Korea and UNDP, and jointly we have moved to action. Sustainable impact is seen where it matters most, and that is on the ground, where refugees and host communities' lives have been improved. Your Excellencies, while we strive for inclusion into our national systems, we cannot lose sight of addressing root causes and investing to improve countries of origin to allow refugees to return to their home countries in dignity. With these few remarks, Your Excellency, I look forward to participating in what will surely be an interesting and hopefully inspiring panel discussion for good and my country.